Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. A little more high school volleyball here on High Plains Radio. We've had two matches already in the books. Colby winning both of them over your Lady Bison and your Lady Indians. Colby taking down the Lady Bison 26-24. The Bison led 24-22, and then it was a 4-0 run by the Eagles to win it 26-24, and then they take the second set with ease 25-17, and they take down the Indians pretty easily as well, 25-17, 25-16 there. So Colby 2-0 on the night. The Eagles have not lost a match since August 31st. They have won 8 straight matches and are 10-3 now on the year. The Lady Bison dropped to 3-5 with their first loss on the day. The Hoxie Indians dropped to 5-6. Both of these teams really looking to get back in that win column. McCook with a tough little stretch there last week where they lost 2 competitive matches to 2 really tough teams. And then as for the Hoxie Indians, well, they've won 1 of their last 6 matches. So they'd really love to get on the positive side of things, maybe start a winning streak instead of what they've been doing, but have had to play some really, really tough competition in that stretch. McCook, before coming into this on Monday, actually picked up 2 wins in Goodland, taking down Shylin 2-0, 25-8, 25-21, and then they took down Goodland, losing the first set 27-25, but came back to win sets 2 and 3, 25-20, 25-16. Hoxie on Tuesday traveled to Hayes to take on Hayes TMP and Russell, losing to Hayes TMP, which stands for Thomas More Prep. The Monarchs beat the Indians 2-0, 25-12, 25-21, and then they lose to Russell in set two sets as well, 2-0, 25-18, 25-22. We're just about set and ready to go here for our final match of the evening. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have first serve between the Lady Bison and the Lady Indians right here on High Plains Radio. High school volleyball here on High Plains Radio, back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. Sam Knoll high on the catbird seat here today as it is the Bison of McCook, the Indians of Hoxie for our final match of the evening. Bison and Indians both losing their first matches to Colby earlier today, so each of them looking for a little bit of a taste of a win. One of them has to go home with a win. The other team will go home finishing the triangular 0-2. But like I mentioned in that first match, if you were listening for me, when McCook took on Colby, really good that these teams have got together and are playing each other, because, you know, Hoxie and McCook probably have never played volleyball-wise in a long time, if ever. And Colby, kind of the same thing. I know each of these teams, maybe on the basketball court, have seen each other a few times, you know, throughout the histories of the schools, but never really on the volleyball hardwood. And it's really great that the coaches have got together and have scheduled this triangular. It gives McCook some really great action, see some really great teams from Northwest Kansas. And the same goes for Hoxie, a team that they never see in McCook, as well as Colby, don't really see either of them. Hoxie and Colby did play last year in Hoxie, and Hoxie got the best of the Bison 25-23, 25-13. Could be a different story this year. Hoxie, without kind of one of their main hitters, Macy Winty, and have kind of been struggling for that identity since they lost her to a season-ending injury. But it's not like Hoxie's been playing bad volleyball. I still feel like they've been playing great volleyball, and that's what Coach Barnes has said. You know, we've been playing good volleyball, just haven't had, you know, some sets go our way. If we can get a couple of those to go our way and put a few together, we'll start winning some more matches, and I think that's what she's really looking forward to. And especially, she's been playing a lot of tough teams. You can tell it's really hardened out her team as well, as it just seems like, you know, even though they're down, they were still in both of those sets for a long time until kind of the end there where Colby was able to pull away. But it was tucking forth, back and forth there through the first beginning part of it. We're ready to go for set number 1 here between Colby, between McCook and Hoxie. And Porter will be back to serve. She lobs it up in the back row, just tapping it over with 2 hands. Are the Indians. Now it'll be Walgren going for the kill, but shoots it long for her first try. And it'll give the Indians a 1-0 lead here in set number 1. And no, they'll say that was in, or touched some hands maybe. So the Bison will get the point, and Walgren will get the kill, and it's 1-0. Porter back to serve again, and puts it way long right over the top of the head of Sophie Gourley, who wanted it for a second, realized it was above her head, and then she finally ducked out of the way and was able to watch it go long. Service error number one, something the Bison struggled with in their match against Colby, was the service errors. Out of the back row, Favre with a dig, Porter with a bump set, out to Randall this time, throws it up to the back row, the set to the outside, Bainter, big swing, down! On the left line there, but they'll say it goes wide, and the point will go to the Bison. So 2-1, Bison out in front here early, set one, losing their first match of the day to Colby, 2-0. Same thing for the Indians. It's Walgren back to serve, and she pops it into the net, and we're knotted up at 2 apiece. Both points for the Indians, both on service errors from the Bison. So 2-2 here in set number one. Back to serve here is Johnson for the Indians. Johnson lobs it up over the top. Great dig from Favre. The setup here from Porter. The outside, Foster, and she will roll it over the top of everybody. And long, as she was looking for some high hands there on the left pin. And the Indians now lead it 3-2. So 3-2 here in set number one. Johnson back to serve again here for the Indians. Johnson lobs it up over the back middle row there. Great dig from Favre. Down the middle here for Randall. Kept alive in the back row by Allie Gourley. Two-hand swat. Free ball over from Bainter. Gets the Bison out of rotation a little bit. Now Foster trying to go the right line. Bainter slides in with a dig. Excuse me, that was Allie Shippers with a dig. Bainter and Foster joust at the net. It's kind of won by Foster, but the Indians are able to get it over. Now down the middle here for Crawford. Kept alive by Bainter. She's still doing it all. She had three total blocks on that one. Only one of them's going to count that last one, and it puts the Indians in front 4-2. She'll actually just get a kill on that one. And Emily Bainter need to get her going for the Indians. 4-2 out of the back row. Favre swats it up with two hands, goes off the net. Crawford somehow is able to throw it over after Porter kept it alive. Bainter, no, they went over the net there on a free ball. Bainter now the free pass back over. She takes care of it, and it's 5-2. And an early lead, Emily Bainter with two kills so far here in this first set, and it makes it 5-2. So 5-2 here in set number one. Indians out in front by three. Johnson to serve. She lobs it up to Favre in the back row. Gets her to dive for it. Porter plays it off the net. Keeps it alive. Johnson comes in. The bump set to the middle. Bainter just rolls it over on a free ball. Porter sets it up to the outside. Here is Randall, and she sticks it to the net. Randall's been trying to do that all night, where she goes there on the left pin and then tries to, you know, hit it towards the middle of the net. And it's went into the net a lot for her tonight. See if she can maybe make some adjustments there. 6-2, set one. Trevor Hoynes wants a timeout. Head coach for the Lady Bison. We will keep it right here. 6-2 in set number one. As the Bison looking to get the win here. And after a couple of great wins against Goodland and Shylin. Goodland, a team that Hoxie and Colby are kind of familiar with. Colby more than Hoxie. But Colby, Hoxie, kind of they're all along the same lines there in the same, close to the same conference. Colby and they're all kind of so close to each other, they see a lot more than Hoxie, who's kind of in a different conference and league. But teams that do know each other a little bit, and I'm sure they play each other a lot in the summer. 6-2, Hoxie out in front by four here. Early timeout for the Bison. Johnson back to serve again. It's been her serve that has led this great run for the Indians. Back to serve it again. She lobs it up. This goes to Walgren to the back right corner. Porter sets it up. Foster off the tape. Down for the kill. And the Bison in the run out of their own timeout. Big swing by Bailey Foster. She'll make it 6-3 here in set number one. And Crawford will go back to serve for the Lady Bison. Crawford lobs it up into the back row. Great dig right there by Sophie Gourley. Two-hand swat up front. Mock barely twiggles the twine to get it over. Now Porter just trying to send it up in the front right corner. Almost got it there. Now a joust at the net. Someone is into the net. They say Hoxie is. And the Bison will get the point to make it 6-4. So a little run here for the Lady Bison. 6-4 in set number one. Bison down by two. Crawford back to serve again. Lobs it up at the back row. Great dig, Sophie Gourley. Free pass over. Almost taken care of by Renner. Now Bainter goes right down the middle. Walgren was there to dig it out. Long set to the outside. Randall looking for the high hands. She won't get it, and it goes out of bounds, and it's 7-4. So Randall having a just tough start here to this one, but has been a big presence on that left pin for the Bison today. But just trying to reel it back in maybe a little bit. And that's what Coach Hoynes told her just a second ago as well. Porter with the back set this time. Ritter against the block! And it's down, meeting her right up front with Schultz. But she got it to go right back in the net on the Hoxie side. And it's 7-5. Man, what a try right there by Abby Ritter. She's able to get it to go and make it 7-5. Bison down by two. And trying to send it short was Randall, and she sends it just a little too short. It's out of the net. Service error number three for the Bison, and it's 8-5 Hoxie here in set number one. So ready into our third match of the day. It's a great sign. These teams trying to get home maybe a little bit earlier on a Thursday night. Bainter with a hard serve, pushes Foster out wide, and she'll get the ace. Emily Bainter, when in doubt, you know, she'll step up big for her. And talking with Coach Barr, it was like, what makes her so tough? And I've talked a lot about with her to Coach Barr and just the toughness. And that was kind of how you show it there. Randall with a set to the outside. Huge swing for Griffin. It'll go off the blocks. Is it down for a kill? Hoxie thought they got it up, but they say it dropped in before anybody was to touch it. And so it's 9-6. Big kill there for Morgan Griffin. And back to serve is Bailey Foster, who lobs it up short into the middle of the back row there for Gourley from the 10-foot line. Meyer puts it down. Off the net is Randall, and saving it is Walgren. Bison very scrappy here as Meyer puts it again down. Favre is able to keep it alive. And now Walgren on the free ball. The setup down the middle. Indians didn't know who wanted it. Meyer just taps it over to free ball. Randall sets it up outside Walgren. Off hands. Favre keeps it up somehow. And now Griffin will send it over on a free ball. What a rally here for this point. To the outside. It was too short. Going into the net will be the Indians. And make it 9-7. So the Bison sticking around here in set number two. Set number one, 9-7 lead. Foster back to serve, gives it to Gourley in the back row, taking the Indians way out of rotation. Bainter flails it back over the back set this time. Renner with a big swing, was looking towards the 10-foot line and sent it a little bit long, and it's 10-7. Kind of seems like the Bison having the same problems that Hoxie had against Colby. They get within three there, or two, just want to be able to, you know, string another rally together to take the lead. Five out of the back row, great dig right there. Outside, Walgren right through the blocks, but Bainter comes up with a dig. Now the free ball sent over from Sophie Gourley. Foster receives it down the middle this time. Here they're looking for Griffin. She'll just have to two-hand swat it over after a bad set to the outside. Here comes Meyer on the left pin. Almost was able to put it down, but Foster was there. Now Griffin with a hard swing down the middle. And now Mock sends it over to the setter for the Indians on a free ball. Favre the bump set out to Walgren. Wraps it around the antenna. Mock the bump set outside, and not being able to do the same thing is London Schultz, and it's 10-8. Man, oh man, we're in for one heck of a match here. 10-8, set number one. Bailey Favre back to serve for the Lady Bison. Lobs it up to Bainter in the back middle row. Mock with a bump set, sends it short. Trying to take care of it as she actually sent it over was Walgren. Now she'll get it back for a second try here, but they'll call four hits on the Bison, and it'll make it 11-8. So the Bison, just with some unforced errors like that, that's kind of kept it, you know, at this 3 or 4 point lead every once in a while. 11-8 here in set number one. Indians with the serve. Checking in to do it will be Allie Gourley. Gourley sends a hot shot right at Bailey Favre in the back right corner. Randall sets it up. Griffin hard swing, and she shoots it long. And it's 12-8. So 4 point lead here for the Indians, who have led by as many as five. The Bison have been able to reel it back in to as low as two, but haven't been able to get over that hump to take the lead. Gourley back to serve again. Hard one right at Walgren. She's able to dig it out. Now they'll go to her right down the line off the blocks. Bainter Hunter keeps it alive. Sophie Gourley runs back there. She tries to pop it back over, and she can't, as she was behind the out-of-bounds back line. But she sends it into the stands, and it's 12-9. That was a hard, hard shot right there. 12-9 here in set number one. Back to serve is Porter. Porter barely gets it over the top. Gourley with the dig. Mock sneaky sets it over. Favre was there to read it. The back set. Randall almost shot it long, but Gourley digs it out. Mock the bump set. Meyer over the top of the blocks. Foster digs it out. Porter down the middle this time here for Crawford. And she gets it to go in the back left corner. And Callie Crawford with her first kill. And she'll make it 12-10. So 12-10 here in set number one. Bison down by two. Porter with a serve, and she puts it into the net. Fourth one for her, and it'll make it 13-10. Another back middle row there for Foster. She'll set it up down the middle this time. Great try and a kill for Crawford again up front to make it 13-11. Crawford with back-to-back kills on her last two swings, and it'll make it 13-11. Bison down by two again. Back to serve once more. Here is Walgren. Gives it off to Gourley. The free pass. Tap back over from Foster. And then rolling over the center line. Trying to save it up with Sophie Gourley. So it's 13-12 with a one-point lead. Into the back row, now a set up to the outside. Bainter sends it short, gets the Bison out of rotation. Free ball from Randall. Up front here to the outside. Big swing, Bainter off the blocks. There to pick it up, though, off of it was Walgren to the outside. Randall again wraps it over. Gourley, Sophie Gourley digs it out. Mock down the middle, puts it up to Favre. Porter with a back set outside. Foster down the right line to the right corner, and she puts it in for a kill. And the Bison have found some life as they make it 13-13 here in set number one. So 13-13 here in set number one between the Bison and the Lady Indians. Lobs it up to the back row. Mock just having to tap it over as it got real short there to the outside. Randall will just tap it over the top. Now here comes a big swing, wrapping it just inside the antenna was Emily Bainter down the middle. Callie Crawford to the back left corner. It's kept alive up front there. And sending it over on a free ball is Johnson. Porter runs it again to the outside. Randall with a big swing over the top. Kept alive by Allie Gourley in the back row. Bainter, big swing from the left pin. Almost put it down. Porter was there to pick it up off the blocks. Randall again this time. No block ahead of her there. Just sent it hard, but it was picked up by the Indians. They have to send it over on a free ball. Down the middle, Crawford again tries to send it short. Sent it too short and kept it on her side out of the net, so it'll be an attack here, and the Indians get the lead 14-13. Lobs it up into the back row. Great dig right there to the outside. Here comes a big swing. Kept alive in the back row by Gourley, and Foster will hit it into the net. And an ace there to make it 15-14. Back to serve is Crawford. Coming off of that ace. Crawford shoots it to Sophie Gourley in the back row. Indians with a one-point lead. Bainter down the middle. Throws it over and is able to get it to go in the back right corner. Emily Bainter with her third kill. And it makes it 16-14. 16-14 to Favre in the back row. The back set this time. Huge swing coming. And met right there with a block up front was Abby Renner. It's Kendall Ballman with the block and the point. And it's 17-14 Indians. So 17-14 Indians out in front, but they'll have a service error right there. And shooting it long was Avery Mock. So 17-15, Indians by two. Back to serve is Randall. Puts it up to Gourley in the back row. Mock with a back set. Bainter with a big try. It misses everybody. She was wanting a touch, and yes, they say they will get it up front. So Emily Bainter going for the high hands, able to get it, her fourth kill, and it makes it 18-15. And I think if Coach Hoynes had a challenge there, he would have used it, but they were just asking the up official if she saw the same thing, and Bainter serves it right of the net. Second service error for the Indians. 17-16. Foster back to serve. Indians in front by one, and Foster will shoot it wide right for a service error. That makes it number five. And now it's 19-16. So I was right just a couple of seconds ago. Scoreboard was just catching up to me. 19-16. Gourley with a hard serve. Tried to put some spin on it. And then she sends it wide right. So service error number three for the Indians. And it's 19-17. Favre back to serve, sends a hard one right into the middle. Great dig by Bainter down to the outside, trying to go from the right side there with Schultz, but she puts it right of the net, and it's 19-18. So 19-18 here in set number one. Favre, hard serve, and she will take it long. Usually, you know, when you get kind of here into this pressing, it seems like each team really buckles down. They get all the serves in. And we've had a lot of service errors over the last few points. 20-18. Indians in front by two. It's Gourley, Allie Gourley, into serve. And she tries to send it long. Favre pops it up, keeps it alive. She'll be the one to have to send it over on a free ball. Now down the middle, huge swing. Johnson goes in between the blocks, but Foster was there. The back set here's Griffin off the blocks and down. Morgan Griffin with her second kill, and she makes it 20-19. 1-point lead here for the Indians. Bison trying to rally. So 1-point game, 20-19 here in set number one. Back to serve is Porter. Porter lobs it up and over, but too long. Great job by Sophie Gourley. She wanted to go after it and then just finally let it go at the last second. So 21-19, Trevor Hoynes wants a timeout. We'll take one with them. 2-point Hoxie lead. It's high school volleyball here on 1-point here on High Plains Radio. 21-19 here in set number one between Hoxie and McCook. It's been back and forth. Each team has certainly had some big leads. Hoxie has led by as many as five, but the Bison continue to just rally and make their way back into it. And here they are now, 21-19, down by two. It'll be coming out of their own timeout. Hoxie with the serve. Evie Shippers will be back there to do it, the sophomore for the Indians. Bison with three in the back row. Lobs it up at the back row for Foster. Porter sets it up. Randall with a big swing and a kill. Ashlyn Randall out of the timeout. Flexes the muscles and makes it 21-20. Huge serve, huge kill right there. Huge set from Karsten Porter. Now it's Walgren to serve, gives it up, didn't know what to do with it, was Shippers. Now it's too close, and tapping it over on a free ball is Bailey Foster. And there we go, Bailey Foster with her third kill, and we're knotted up at 21s. Walgren back to serve again, Bison looking for the set win, and a comeback to Gourley in the back row. Mock with a perfect setup outside, Bainter off the box, and it's down! Bailey Foster with her first block of the evening. And it's 22-21, Bison in the lead. Haven't said that in a while. Time out of the floor, taken by head coach Lachelle Barr. We'll take one with her. Bison in front by one. It's high school volleyball on High Plains Radio. High school volleyball back here on High Plains Radio. And just in between that little bit of a break there, Bison able to get a point. And they make it 23-21, so they're in front by two. And almost a free pass. Mock is able to tip it back over. Favre digs down in the back row. Great rollover shot, but Randall just puts it over and too long and make it 23-22. It was Randall with a big swing and a kill out of the McCook timeout that was able to reel it back into a tie. Now it's 23-22. Great serve from Johnson, and she's able to get the ace. Clara Johnson with her first one of the night, and we're knotted up again, this time at 23 apiece. So 23-23 here in set number two. Johnson, set number one, Johnson back to serve. Johnson lobs it up over to the back row. Great dig right there by Favre. The setup to the outside. Crawford, huge swing and a huge kill for Callie Crawford, her third of the evening, and it makes it 24-23. So the Indians got out to a 21-19 lead there. Now it's 24-23. Time out of the floor, taken by head coach Trevor Hoynes. We'll keep it right here, 24-23. Man, what a night of high school volleyball here on High Plains Radio between the Bison, Colby, and Hoxie. As the Bison faithful trying to get some of their fans rallied up tonight, 24-23. Here in set number one, Bison down to the set point. If you remember back to their first game, the Bison had two set points to win it and lost them both. And then Colby would come back to win it in extra points, 26-24. Now they're up 24-23. Back to serve, Callie Crawford, who just got the kill. Crawford lobs it up and puts it long. Crawford gives the eighth service error for the Bison, and we're going to go to extra points, 24-24. 24-24, set number one. Back to serve is Avery Mock. Mock lobs it up at the back row. Great dig right there by Foster. The setup to the outside. Huge swing coming down the right line for Randall, but kept alive by the Indians. Now Bainter from the left. Pin is able to get it to go. Floated it over the top of everybody for the Bison. They thought it was going out. It lands in. Fifth kill for Bainter, and it makes it 25-24 Hoxie. Back to serve, Avery Mock gives it off to Favre. Porter close to the net, to the outside. Renner down for a kill. Abby Renner with her second one. Moves it around the block. We're knotted up at 25. So going even more to extra points. 25 all. McCook's had a set point. Hoxie's had a set point. Neither of them have won it, and so we remain here in set one, 25 all. Back to serve again. Great dig in the back row by Sophie Gourley. The back set. Bainter motions around. Pops it over with the left hand. Randall sets it up. Griffin down the middle. The kill is in on the back line to make it 26-25. So the Bison will have their second set point in the set. The first try here. After Griffin gets her third kill, the serve twiggles the twine. Diving Bainter to keep it alive. Rollover shot off the blocks. Randall to Port to Renner. Now to Griffin again, kept alive by Mock. The setup outside. Bainter keeps it alive and gets it to go. Oh my goodness, it was a bad set by Schiltz. And Bainter uses the left hand to pop it over and in, and we're tied at 26. Emily Bainter with her sixth kill. 26 all. Bainter to serve it up. She sends it to Favre in the middle row. Now down the middle here for Renner off the block. Gourley is there. The setup outside. It'll be Meyer just tapping it over. Almost got it to go. The outside here from the 10-foot line. Griffin hard swing. Bainter was there. Back to Meyer. She just rots it up over the top to Walgren. To the outside. Foster off the tape. Kept alive up front there by the Indians. And now just swatting it over with two hands. Or is Ballman to the outside. Griffin with a big swing. What a rally here for the point. Sneaky set into the back left corner. Might get the Bison out of rotation. It will. They'll have to send it over on a free ball. Gourley, Sophie pops it up. Bainter gives it off to Meyer. The free ball ball, and it goes in. Lands right in front with some backspin in front of Walgren, and it's 27-26. So set point coming here for the Hoxie Indians. It's Myers' first kill, and it's 27-26. Can the Indians do it? They've had a couple of opportunities already. Bainter to Favre. Up front, Randall to the outside. Griffin, big swing off the blocks. Kept alive by Schiltz up front. Coming in to put it over is Meyer on the free ball. Walgren to Randall. Down the middle, Renner throws it over. Schiltz is there. Mock with a two-hand free ball into the back left corner. Randall, the back set over to Foster, who tried to pump it up into the front left corner. Instead, he goes into the net. 28-26, and Hoxie gets the win going into extra points. So we will take a quick break. Be back with set number two. Hoxie wins set one, 28-26. It's high school volleyball on High Plains Radio. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here for the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. More high school volleyball here on High Plains Radio. About ready to start our second set between McCook and Hoxie. Hoxie winning set one, 28-26. Man, what a match it was. Hoxie had some big leads. McCook was able to make a late run to tie it up, and then we went into extra points. Each team had their shots to win it, and finally Hoxie was able to deliver the final blow and get the win 28-26. So we'll see who is going to come out on top in this one. McCook has to win set two. They want to force a third set. Hoxie not trying to do that. Trying to get back on to their winning ways, see if they can do it. Hoxie beat McCook last year 25-23, 25-13. So competitive first set there, and then Hoxie was able to kind of roll the second one, see if it's the same way here. Out of the back row on the serve, Hoxie with it to start. Down the middle, Crawford just has to send it over on a two-hand free ball. Mock to the outside, Bainter, big swing! It's off the block, and a great start for the Bison. Walgren comes in and gets a huge block right there. Her first, and the Bison with an early 1-0 lead here in set number two. 1-0 set lead here for the Indians. Mock to the outside. Clara Johnson will get it to go on a cross-court kill as she got Porter to just kind of try to slap it up. And Johnson able to get the kill. Clara with her first of the evening. And we're knotted up at one apiece here in set number two. Johnson back to serve again, sends it over to Foster. Porter runs in, the back set to Crawford from the 10-foot line. It's wide down the right line, and a point for the Indians, and they lead it 2-1 here in set two. So 2-1, set number two. Johnson back to serve again here for the Indians. Indians into the nets. Clara Johnson with her fourth. Gives the Indians their fourth service error of the evening, I should say. And it makes it 2-2. 2-2, set two. Crawford to serve. Pops it up to Bainter right there. They go to the outside. Huge swing. Ballman! And she's got the kill. Took it off of that left side blocker on the left pin. And was able to get it to go into the hardwood to make it 3-2. And Kendall Ballman, welcome to the party. Her first kill, does have a block on the evening, though. And it's 3-2 here in set number two in favor of the Indians. Back to serve now is London Schiltz. Excuse me, Mock. She sends it short. Great dig from Foster to the outside and picking that way long. Trying to get maybe some high hands there was Renner, but instead it'll fly way out, and it's 4-2. So Hoxie opens up their biggest lead of the set. 4-2 here in set number two. Back to serve is Mock, and she, I don't know what she was trying to do there or what. She's got a big smile on her face as she looks over at the sideline. 4-3. Fifth service error for the Indians. 4-3 here in set number two. Back to serve is Randall. Lobs up to the back row. Great dig right there. Popping it out. Now putting it over on a free ball. And down the middle here. Wrapping it right in to the net is Foster. So tough break there for the Bison. And it's 5-3. So 5-3 here in set number two. Indians winning set one, 28-26. And the serve here from Bainter goes right at Walgren. The back set this time for Foster into the middle of the court. And now Meyer, just on a bump, has to put it over on a free ball, but it goes wide, and it's 5-4. So after the Indians open up a lead, here they come right back, are the Lady Bison. Foster back to serve. Foster lobs it up to the back row. Great dig right there. The back set this time. Two hands swatting it over is Meyer. The setup from Walgren. Down for a kill for Walgren. Excuse me. The set came from Randall to Walgren. She goes through the blocks for the kill, and it's tied up at 5 apiece. So the Bison and the Indians, man, they are putting up one heck of a fight. Bailey Foster will be back to serve again. Waiting on the volleyball as it traveled all the way out there into the hallway. Now they lob it up to the back row. Great dig, Sophie Gorley to the outside. Meyer with a left-handed try, keeping it alive, but they'll say into the net. No, four hits called on the Indians. And the Bison have the lead for the first time since 1-0 at 6-5. Lobs it up in the back left corner. Great dig, Meyer. Back set this time. The slide job. Schultz gets blocked. Gets it, puts it back over, and then Walgren takes care of it to tie us up at 6 apiece. So they're actually saying McCook is in front 7-5. Apologies on that. 7-5 on the scoreboard. Now I'm trying to catch up with the scoreboard. Ain't that funny how it works? Foster back to serve once more. 7-5. Bison with a great run here after Hoxie got out to an early lead and just haven't been able to keep putting the pressure on. 7-5 here in set number two. Foster with a serve. Twiggles the twine. Kept alive by the Indians. They'll try to pop it back over. The joust will be won by Walgren. So back-to-back kills for Jalea. And she's got three of them on the night. It's now 8-5 McCook. Foster to serve. Gives it up to Sophie Gorley. The back set from Mock down the middle. Schultz, and it's long. Did it touch hands? No. And so now the back judge, and yes, so a touch will be called. Both the down official and the up official said no touch, but the line judge in the back left corner said there was a touch, and so it's 8-6 and a kill for Schultz. Trevor Hoynes not liking the call, obviously, like you should, because it goes against you. Coach Barr loving the call. Under the back row. The back set this time, Renner pops it over. Sophie Gorley there, Mock sets it up outside Meyer. Two hands swats it over. Popped up and kept alive by the Bison. Walgren on the free ball to Gorley. Gorley sets it up, back row attack. Try here for Bainter, just has to pop it over. Walgren off the tape and down. She got lucky, it didn't bounce back, but it hit the tape, went over. She gets her fourth kill. And makes it 9-6, so the Bison remain in front by 3. First time they've really had this large of a lead here so far in the match. The outside, huge swing. Schultz, she's blocked by Walgren. Bainter now gives it up here to the front row, put over from Johnson. Randall sets it up, Crawford, and that's way long. So 9-7, back to a two-point game. And Allie Gordley will check in here for the Lady Indians. 9-7, set number two. Hoxie with a 1-0 set lead. Gordley to serve, pops it over into the middle of the row. Great dig there to the outside. Big swing coming, and Crawford almost got it to go. Now Walgren just taps it backwards. Crawford, the free ball, gives it off to Meyer. The setup down the middle. Johnson, big swing, blocked up front. She keeps it alive a couple of times, couple of swats. Now she throws it over to the back row, does Bainter. The back set this time, here's Griffin, and it's kept alive by the back row of the Indians. Mock, the back row attack, Bainter right at Foster. Now Walgren from the 10-foot line. It's into the net, and it's 9-8. 9-8 here in set two. Back to serve it up. Lobs it up and over, and it's too long. So Allie Gorley had a nice little run there. Puts it out, 10-8, two-point game. Indians trying to get a run going here after the early lead. Now the Bison lead it by two. Porter into the nets. That's the ninth service error for the Bison, but Hoxie with six of their own. So a lot of service errors, 15 between each team. Evie Shippers back in to serve. And Evie lobs it up, and that one's long. It's going for the back row. So now are we getting service error happy once again. 11-9, two-point lead here. Favor of the Bison. Walgren forces this one in. Mock to the outside. Bainter just throwing it over. Got it to go off the blocks. And sending it over on a free ball will be Crawford. Mock goes back to Bainter. Huge swing. Kaboom! Emily Bainter makes it 11-10. And that's what you're used to seeing out of her. Her seventh kill. And it makes it 11-10. Emily Bainter makes it a one-point game. Johnson back to serve. Johnson puts some firepower on that one. Foster digs it down. Porter to Randall down the middle, and she's able to get the kill. Little bit of a slide. She didn't go all the way around the setter, but she kind of slid from outside to middle and just took care of business to make it 12-10 Bison. Randall with her second kill of the match, and it'll be Crawford back to serve. Puts it up there to Bainter. The sneaky set for Mock almost goes. Outside, Foster, huge swing. Kept alive in the back row by Allie Gourley. Shippers just having to tap it over with two hands. Now down the middle. Blocked up front. But they're going to say going into the net is Kendall Ballman. And it's 13-10. So the Bison have opened up a three-point lead again. 13-10 here in set number one. Bison have to win this to force a third set. Crawford twiggles the twine, and Bainter dove just a second late. It's an ace, and it's 14-10. So an ace for Crawford, her second. 14-10. And the Indians find a little life, or the Bison keep running it out here. Bainter will go back to her on the slide, and a big kill. Emily Bainter has just decided to, hey, I'm going to go as hard as I can through the blocks, and we'll see what happens. That time it works, make it 14-11, and back to serve is Avery Mock, who tonight, I think she'd be the first to admit, has had a tough time with the serve. And that one goes in, and it's an ace! Bailey Faber just has trouble reading it. She kind of had a slide to her right to pick it up, and just picked it up a little late, make it 14-12. Ace for Avery Mock. Her second serve here. Pops it over to Foster. Great dig there. The bump up to the outside. Over to the top of the blocks. Great dig. Now the two hands swat back over. Great dig to the outside. Here it comes. Big swing and putting it down for a kill is Ashlyn Randall. So to end a little bit of the bleeding, maybe back out to a three-point game at 15-12. That's the thing in this. These matches so far, you get that three-point lead. It seems like it's been tough for that team that's been down to overcome it and take the lead back. The back set here. Bainter hard swing again. There to pick it up off the blocks was Walgren. Randall sets it up. Foster over the top of the blocks. Gourley might have sent it too short trying to play it off the blocks. They can't. It'll fall down, and it's 16-12. Timeout on the floor taken by Lachelle Bohr. We'll take one with her. 16-12 here in set number two. It's high school volleyball on High Plains Radio. Welcome back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. 16-12 in set number two. Hoxie with a 1-0 set lead. And McCook now in set two trying to force that third set. It's 16-12 here. So it'll be Randall back to serve, who has had some great shots here. Into the back row for Bainter. Down the middle, huge swing off the top of the blocks from Ballman. A kick back to the outside, off the blocks, and down for a kill. And the Bison continue to extend the lead. That right there with the kill is Abby Renner. Her third makes it 17-12 now. 17-12, set number one. Set number two. And sending it short and out of the net is Randall. Service error number 10 for the Bison. 17-13. Indians down by four. Have been kind of in this situation where they've been down by four, have cut it to two, but then have always not been able to get that next point. Bainter barely sends it over. Faber the dig, but no one helped her out. It goes in as an ace. Emily with her second ace of the night. That makes it 17-14. Down to a three-point game. And Bainter again with a short serve as they go right back to it. Griffin with a swing. It's into the net. 17-15. And here they come. So Hoxie not going to go away with a blowout here. 17-15. And Trevor Hoynes wants a timeout, trying to stop some of that momentum. 17-15 in set number two. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, more high school volleyball here on High Plains Radio. High school volleyball here on High Plains Radio, back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. Hoxie and McCook playing a thriller here tonight. And we'll see who's going to come out on top. Hoxie winning set 1, 28-26. They're down here in set 2, 17-15. But we're just down by 5. They've went on a 3-0 run to cut it to 2. Emily Bainter out of the McCook timeout. Gives it off to Faver. Griffin comes in. Randall will send it over on a free ball. Gordley picks it up. Mock down the middle here for Bowman. And she just sent it long. And they were hoping she maybe got a touch on it. But it just goes long, 18-15, and again, there's that 2 points. Time it gets to two, it seems like the other team's able to pick it up. Bainter with the dig to the outside, it's too short. Tap back over, and the Bison will extend it out to four. The block up front right there by Abby Renner, her first, and it's 19-15. Here in set number one, 19-15, back to serve. Is Foster again, goes short, gets Gordley to bite on it. Now to the outside, Meyer from the 10-foot line, wraps it in. Foster, the back set, Renner rolls it over. Out of the back row for Mock, Schilt sets it up outside, Meyer, and she puts it long. And it's 20-15. So a five-point game, the race to 20, won by the Bison. It'll be Foster back to serve again. Foster lobs it up. Great dig in the back row. Now the back set. Bowman rolls it over to the top and is able to get it to drop in. Kendall Bowman with the kill, her second, and it's 20-16. So 4-point game in favor of the Lady Bison. Indians with the serve. Sophie Gordley back there to do it. Gordley lobs it up, hard serve right at Faver. Randall comes in, bumps it up. Walgren with a kill try, and she gets it to go on the cross court. Jalea Walgren, her fifth kill, 21-16. The Bison have just, they got out in front on that run and have never looked back. 21-16. Back to serve, Faver pops it up over the top. Great dig right there, the setup outside. Big swing off the blocks. Now to the outside, you'd swing here. It's into the net for Walgren, 21-17. Down to a four-point game again. So 21-17 here in set number two. Hoxie won set one, 28-26. Down by four in set two. And Gorley twiggles the twine, but it pops over back onto the Hoxie side. Coach Lachelle Barr wants a timeout. We will take one with her. 22-17, 5-point game here in set two. We'll be back with more high school volleyball on High Plains Radio. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. More high school volleyball here on High Plains Radio. The Bison out in front, 22-17, 3 points away from the victory. Trying to get the job done after losing set one, 28-26. Karsten Porter back to serve. Porter lobs it up, hard serve right at Sophie Gordley. To the outside, just tapping it over is Madison Meyer. Down the middle, Crawford with a swing. Kept alive, but the Indians on the free ball send it out. And it's 23-17. So the Bison with their largest lead now of six. Porter back to serve again. The Indians have just never been able to overcome the hump and get the lead back. Bainter with a dig to the outside, tapping it over, saving it from going out was Porter. Crawford too short. Mock there to set it up. Johnson sets up Mock the kill try between the blocks. Porter digs it out. Walgren shorts and gets it to go. Jaleah Walgren with her sixth kill. Makes it 24-17. Set point number one for the Bison. Back to serve. Lobs it up. It's into the net. 11th service error for the Bison. 24-18, six-point game. So the Bison, who were ahead by two against Colby with set points, ended up having Colby come back and win that. Hoxie trying to pull off the same thing here. And Shippers the serve to Favre. Porter with a great set to Crawford. Short and into the front left corner, and the Bison force a third set. Callie Crawford with her fourth kill, 25-18. Bison wins set two. To the third we go. We'll be back with more high school volleyball here on High Plains Radio. Welcome back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. More high school volleyball here on 101 point, here on High Plains Radio. Indians and the Bison knotted up at one set apiece. And to the third set we go. So Karsten Porter will be back to serve. Winner take all in this one. And Porter lobs it up, gives it off to Sophie Gourley there. Bainter runs in to get it. Free ball sent over from Meyer. Here it is down the middle. Big swing try there from Crawford. Almost got it to go. Meyer from the 10-foot line puts it into the net. And the Bison are out to a 1-0 lead. So it was Hoxie that got out to an early great run right there. But now it's into the back row. Great dig right there to the outside. Too close to the net, and it'll go in. And it's 2-0. McCook out in front. Hoxie got out to that early lead, and then quickly it went back the other way. And set two. Now this one's too close. Mock just has to throw it over. And Walgren trying to take care of it. Gets Bainter to dig it out in the back row. Mock with the bump set. And Meyer able to put it through the blocks and down for a kill. And Madison Meyer, her second kill of the evening, makes it 2-1. The Bison, like I mentioned, got down early there in set two. Rallying back were the Bison. And then they just never really looked back. Here it is. Shippers twiggles the twine. Great dig right there to the outside. Jaleah Walgren off the blocks and down for the kill. And it's her seventh to make it 3-1. So 3-1 here in set number three. One set all. Walgren back to serve. Gives it off to Sophie Gourley in the back row. The bump set way outside. Bainter throws it over, but she's into the net. And the Bison will get the point to make it 4-1. Bainter's going to be okay after she threw into the net and then just lost her feet underneath her. 4-1. Bison out to a three-point lead. Lobs it up over the back row. Great dig right there. Running in. Mach just has to save it back over. Sophie Gourley with the free ball. Porter sets it up outside. Randall! Yes! And she's got a kill. Ashlyn Randall with her fourth. Bison lead it 5-1. Lachelle Barr wants a timeout. We'll take one with them. 5-1. Bison out in front. It's high school volleyball here on High Plains Radio. High school volleyball here on High Plains Radio. Bison out in front 5-1 in set three. Hoxie won set one, 28-26. Bison come back to win set two, 25-17. Now up 5-1 coming out of the Hoxie timeout. Walgren back to serve. And Walgren lobs it up over and gets the ace. Little miscommunication between Sophie Gourley and Allie Gourley in the back row. Ends in an ace. That's Walgren's first of the night. And it's 6-1 Bison, who've opened up a 5-point lead in set three. Back to serve, Walgren again, pops it up in the back row. Great dig there from Shippers. The bump set, Bainter just rolls it up over the top, keeping it alive. Now the free ball sent over here from Randall. The setup down the middle, Johnson off the block, somehow kept alive by Foster. Crawford over on the free ball. Mock sets it up to the outside. Bainter, big swing off the blocks of Foster. She'll get it back. No, she's going to set up Crawford down the middle, and she'll get the kill. Crawford with her fifth, and it makes it 7-1. So 7-1 in favor of the Bison here in set three. Walgren back to serve, lobs it up, almost went long, but Shippers saves it. Mock runs in, free ball from Bainter, Favre with the dig, Porter sets it up outside, Randall, kill try, almost got it to go, free pass over, Favre takes care of it, Porter the back set, Foster too close to the net, is able to put it up there, now she'll try to take care of the free pass, and she does! Bailey Foster, her fourth kill, 8-1, Bison in the third set! Man, oh man, what a game. 8-1 Bison here in set three. Walgren back to serve again. And it's another ace! Her second in this run. 9-1 Bison. When it rains, it pours, and it's pouring for the Bison. Walgren to serve again in front 9-1. Walgren lobs it up. Great dig in the back row. Mock to the outside, Bainter sends it short, and she'll cut it to the end there. Emily Bainter able to bring it back in with her ninth kill, makes it 9-2. Clara Johnson will be back to serve, a big side out there for the Indians. Johnson lobs it up, Favre with a great dig, Porter the back set, Crawford trying to save it, and it hit the antenna, so it'll make it 9-3. So 9-3 here in set number three. Clara Johnson back to serve again. 6-point lead here for the Indians. Johnson lobs it up to Favre in the back row. Porter with the setup outside from the 10-foot line. Foster off the tape. It's down in front of three Indians. And Foster with her fifth kill makes it 10-3 in a 7-point game. So Callie Crawford back to serve again. Crawford lobs it up and into the net. 12th service error for the Bison. 10-4, 6-point game. Been as large as 7, but nothing past that. Avery Mock will go back to serve here for the Indians. 10-4, set number 3, 1 set all. Mock lobs it up in the back row. Great dig right there. Free pass taken care of. No! Bowman sent it over on her side. Bainter somehow gets it back. Now Foster up front. Off the blocks from her. She keeps it alive. Now it's Renner going cross court. Bainter was right there. She wants it. Calling for it on the left side. Shins it off the top of the tape. It's going to go short played off the net by Randall, but it'll go out of bounds and make it 10-5. So Hoxie slowly trying to inch their way back into it. 10-5 here in set three. 1 set all. So 1 set all. Ashlyn Randall is talking here with the up official. Free ball sent over. The serve, excuse me, sent over. Now Renner with a big swing goes around the blocks. Mock to the outside. Bainter off the tape. She keeps it alive. They're going to go right back to her from the left pin. Down the left line for the kill. And Emily Bainter with her 10th kill of the evening makes it 10-6. 10-6 here in the third set. Trevor Hoynes wants a timeout. We'll take one with him. 10-6 here in the third set. Bison in front by 4. It's high school volleyball on Kicks on High Plains Radio. High school volleyball back here on High Plains Radio, coming out of a timeout from the Lady Bison, who got out to a big early lead at 9-1. Since then, it's been a 5-1 run by the Indians. Still a 10-6 lead for the Bison, though. Mock back to serve. She lobs it up short, and it'll go down as an ace. And Avery Mock keeping the Indians in it. 10-7. So it was an 8-point lead down to a three-point lead. Mock with a hard serve, and it goes into the net. So that's how that run will come to an end. 11-7, back to a four-point game here in favor of the Bison. Back to serve is Randall. Randall lobs it up and over. Great dig in the back row. The back set this time. Big swing, Bainter. She puts it down. Emily Bainter with her 11th kill, and it makes it 11-8. So 11-8 here in set number three. Hoxie won set one, 28-26. After we went to extra points, McCook came back to win set two, 25-17. They got out to a five-point lead. Hoxie could never really make their way back into it. Now they're trying to do it after being down by as many as eight. The back set this time, big swing. Foster sends it long. And the Indians hanging around. Trevor Hoynes trying to get his squad rallied back after a 9-1 early lead. Now the short serve. Foster digs it out. Bumps it back out. Big swing and a kill much needed for Morgan Griffin. And it's 12-9. Bison will have the serve. So 12-9. Foster back there to serve. Foster lobs it up to the back row. Great dig, Bainter. They'll try to go to Ballman, who just forces it over. Did she touch it twice? And there's going to be no call, so it'll go down. I thought she might have touched it twice, but instead it's 12-10. Ballman will get the kill after just throwing it over, her third one. And it's 12-10, two-point game. Sophie Gourley the serve, and it's long. 10th service error. 13-10 Bison. Bailey Favre to serve. And Favre sends it hard right at Sophie Gourley. Mock sets it up for Schultz. It's into the net. Bison back out by four at 14-10. So 14-10. Favre again back to serve. Favre into the net. 13th service error for the Bison. 14-11 here in set number three. So 14-11, set number three. Lobs it up into the back row. Favre, great dig there to the outside. Here's Crawford off the blocks, and Hoxie all over the place. Finally gets it over on a free ball. Back, this one to Walgren, taps it short. Johnson keeps it alive. Free ball from Meyer. There to set it up is Randall. Now down the middle for Crawford, but she's into the nets. And Hoxie will get the points. They were running all over. Big exclamation point right there as the bench comes alive, and they make it 14-12. 14-12 here in set number three. Hard serve, twiggles the twine and goes down. Looked like Allie Gourley might have, you know, left a little off of it, but she just puts enough on it to twiggle the twine, drops down. It's 14-13. Back to serve again. Lobs it up at the back row. Great dig right there from Favre. Now here's Crawford. Rolls it over. Miscommunication. Running in to get it is Gourley. Trying to send it over on a free ball. And they do. They somehow got it over to the Indians. But Walgren takes advantage of them not being in place and gets a huge kill to make it 15-13. The Indians are running all over. And somehow got that one to go over after a lot of miscommunication in the back row. But Walgren takes advantage of that miscommunication and puts it down for the kill, 15-13. Porter with the ace! Looked like it was going to go out on the left side. And instead it just ropes its way in. Karsten Porter with the ace. And it's 16-13, Bison by three. You know, Hoxie's not going to go away. The Bison aren't either. Porter with a hard serve right at Gourley. Mock the sneaky set. Favre pops it up. Porter the back set. Randall for the kill. She's got it. Ashlyn Randall with her fifth. Bison back in front by four. So it was cut to one. Bison since then on a 4-0 run. And on a 3-0 run, excuse me. And they lead it 17-13 by four. Porter back to serve, pops it up in the back row for Bainter. They'll go to her in the back row, but it was kind of a bad set, so she just rolls it over to the outside. Here's Walgren with authority. Kaboom! Jaylee Walgren, her ninth kill, 18-13. It's a five-point lead. The Bison starting to maybe sniff it a little bit, 7 points away from a three-set victory. Karsten Porter back to serve. Porter lobs it up in the back row. Great dig right there. Now the tap set back over. Bison on the attack. Crawford rolls it over. Sophie Gourley with the dig. The setup out of the back row. Bainter out of the back row for Favre. Porter sets it up outside. Walgren again. This time put too much on it. Sends it long. It's 18-14. So Evie Shippers will check in here to serve. 18-14. Indians with the volleyball. And the serve, lobs it up in the back right corner for Favre. The setup to Crawford, almost got it to go, but coming in to save it was Gourley. Shippers gets it off to Bainter, the two-hand swat to Favre. To the outside, here's a big swing off the blocks for Randall, and somehow Mock gets it over on a free ball. Favre the bump set, out to Randall, off the chest of Gourley. Kept alive, now the two-hand swat over the back row, and it's long. Mock had the right idea to put it in the back left corner, but she sends it long. It's 19-14, and Coach Lachelle Barr wants a timeout. We will take one with her. 19-14, McCook in front in set three. It's high school volleyball on Kicks on High Plains Radio. 19-14, set number three, Bison by five here in set number three after losing set one, trying to get the reverse sweep. One set two, 25-17. Hoxie, who has been down as many as eight, has come back to within one, and now they're down by five here trying to pull off a comeback. It's Walgren to serve, pops it over. Sophie Gourley kind of gets him out of rotation. It's up front. Mock barely puts it over. She might have been over, but no, they say she stays on her side. Now here's a big kill try from Randall. Mock just tapping it over, but it's into the net, and it's 20-14. So the Bison for the second straight set, the first one to 20, and they lead it by six, 20-14 here in set number three. One set all. Walgren to serve it up. Puts it up in the back row. Great dig there. Now she sends it up front. The tap over from Mock. Set up down the middle. Crawford off the blocks. Kept alive with some high hands. Bainter has to wrap around and play it, and it's going to go into the net. So just out of rotation. Miscommunication. 21-14. Here in set number three, Bison by seven. Walgren to serve again. Walgren, hard one, right at Sophie Gourley. Mock, the setup, Bainter, short swing to Favre. Porter sets it up, Randall with a kill. Free pass over, right at Foster. Now the setup to the outside, Randall, big swing, but it's right out of the back row. Mock with a running setup, and Bainter off the tape and out of bounds. Very uncharacteristic from her. 22-14. 8-point lead for the Lady Bison. Back to serve it up again. Great serve from Walgren. Did it touch the line? They say it did. Evie Shippers, nothing wrong with that. It looked like it was going to go out. And it's now 23-14. 9-point lead. 23-14. Back to serve it up. Madison Meyer into the net. Excuse me, that was Walgren. 14th service error for the Bison. 23-15. Bison 2 points away from a three-set victory. Clara Johnson is back to serve for the Indians. Johnson lobs it up into the back row. Great dig, Favre. The bat set outside. Crawford down with authority! Callie Crawford gets it to set point for the Bison. 24-15 for all the marbles and a reverse sweep. Callie Crawford to serve it up. Crawford, the short one. Bainter runs in to get it. They'll go to her down the middle. She taps it over. Crawford with the dig. Randall for the win. No. To the outside. Here's Bainter to keep it alive, and she does. So Emily Bainter with her 12th kill keeps us going. 24-16. Back to serve it up is Avery Mock. 24-16. Bison faithful to their feet. Mock lobs it up right at Walgren. Porter to the outside. Big swing off the blocks into the net and down for Abby Renner. The Bison complete the reverse sweep, winning it 25-16 in the third. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up from the Senior High Gymnasium. Bison with a winner tonight. They win set 2 and 3 and win it 2 sets to 1. It's high school volleyball here on High Plains Radio. Welcome back here from the McCook Senior High Gymnasium. High school volleyball here on High Plains Radio. Joined alongside with head coach of the Lady Bison, Trevor Hoynes, as the Lady Bison pull it out in the final match of the night by a final score of 2 sets to 1. Boy, kind of start with the first match of the night. Colby, you guys had the lead there in the first set, 24-22. They come back to beat you, and then they take care of you there in the second set. But overall, pretty good match from your girls, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, we just let that first match slip away a little bit. And you know, I think we were up 24-22, 24-23, and lost at 28-26, I think is what it ended up. You know, we got to learn how to finish. They know that. We're getting closer. We were able to finish in the next game. So that was always a positive sign. So, you know, we could have hung our heads after the first game and after the first set in that last game, but we didn't. We came out and won two. So credit to all the girls. They played really hard tonight.
Yeah, and you kind of mentioned that. Boy, it was back and forth, you know, as we kind of move our way into that. You got a little bit of a break there, regrouped a little bit, and then you take on Hoxie, another tough team in your final match here. You get the win 2 sets to 1. You lose the first set again this time, 28-26, another one just like that Colby won, back and forth. You guys had a lead there at the end. They had a lead, ended up getting it, but you guys come back, rally, and handily take them down. Had some big leads in each of those second and third set, but tremendous by your girls there in the final game.
Yeah, you know, they really kind of stepped it up. It's a big kind of stepping stone for them to come back and win. We haven't quite done that this year, so that was an encouraging sign to see them do that. We had a lot of girls play well, though, tonight, and didn't let stuff drop. I thought Ashlyn and Karsten Porter set really well for us, mixed it around. Callie Crawford swung well. Jaylee Walgren really got going in the second and third, and she was a bit tough to stop. When we get those hot hands, we got to feed them. But then when we struggle a little bit, we mix it up and got kills from other girls, whether it was a Morgan Griffin, Abby Renner, Bailey Foster. And then defensively, all year I've been pleased with our defense. So I was pleased again tonight. Our defense is turning into offense. Our offense is slowly getting better each game, and that's just going to see us improve throughout the season. So
yeah, you mentioned Jaylee there. Boy, she had a really good night tonight. I thought, you know, obviously in the kill department, but really back there at the serve, especially in that third set, it was kind of those two runs where she was serving that allowed you guys to kind of gain some ground and get a big.
Yeah,
so she had a really nice match.
She did, and she played really good defense too. So yeah, she got an early service run, got us out to that lead. Kind of played back and forth with them until she got rotated back, and then she got another big service run. So she played really well tonight, and she just keeps pushing it. She's going to get better every game too.
Yeah, you mentioned your defense. I thought Bailey Foster had another really good night back there as well. I mean, you talk about how good your defense is. I'm sure we could talk about everybody having a good night, but it seemed like any time they tested her in the serve or even, you know, going cross-court or right at her there in the back row, it seemed like you guys were able to either get a point or get it up off of that, especially with her in the back row.
Yeah, you know, she's played defense. She's been a back row player since she was a freshman. She's seen a lot of reps by this point. And along with Favre and Ashlyn Randall have seen a lot of reps there. And then Karsten Porter did a great job playing defense on the other team's right side. So it was, you know, defense, like I said earlier, I've been pleased with all year. You know, there's some lapses that's just going to happen against some good hitters. But defensively, we played well. And at times, Bailey Foster controls the back row, which is really good for us.
And so, I mean, you mentioned the defense was really good. I thought, you know, just overall as a team, you kind of mentioned that, you know, it seemed like someone would have the hot hand, then it kind of transferred to somebody else. That's what you want to see, you know, just a complete team win tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely was. Like I said, you know, if we find a hot hand, we want to feed it, but if that hot hand rotates out and, you know, we mix it up and find a couple girls to get a kill here and there, that's going to help those ones who are kind of having the hot hand on the night too. So, you know, about every night we have a different kill leader. So that's good to see as well.
And now you guys get a tough weekend. I mean, you had a tough couple of matches tonight, tough week last week. Now you get a tough weekend here kind of with your first invite of the season.
Yeah, it is our first invite. Yeah, we're kind of later than most teams. So
that's kind of nice, your first invites here at home, but you're going to see some really tough teams.
Yeah, you know, we'll open up with Valentine conference game, so that's how that scheduling works out. You know, don't blame them coming down for a tournament
yes.
than us going there for a duel and here for a duel. I much prefer them to come to our tournament
yes.
every year. So we'll open up with that game, but it's a tough tournament. You got some really solid, you know, C2, D1, D2 teams in that field, and then you've got some Garing's a really good team. Alliance is a class, I think, C1B. I can't remember where they fell in the line.
Yeah.
They're B this year. So you got some teams in our class, and it always seems to be a tournament that a lot of games go to three sets during the day. So
you guys like to make it long, don't you?
Yeah, I guess. But with homecoming week, I told the girls they got to make it shorter. Yeah,
yes.
They're worried about the dance, so we got to get it done a little quicker.
All right, Coach, thanks for being able to stop by. Congrats on the win tonight, and we'll talk to you over the weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for carrying the game.
Once again, head coach Trevor Hoynes after the Bison get the win in their second match of the night over Hoxie, 2-1. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, wrap things up here from the Senior High Gymnasium. It's high school volleyball on High Plains Radio. High school volleyball back here on High Plains Radio, wrapping things up for the final time tonight. The Bison get the win in the final match of our evening, losing set 1, 28-26, but coming back to win sets 2 and 3, 25-18, 25-16. Run you through all the scores from today. Colby opened up the triangular, taking down McCook 26-24, 25-17. Then they take down Hoxie 25-17, 25-16, and then McCook evens it out for their 1-1 day. As they take down Hoxie once again, losing set 1, 28-26, but coming back to win sets 2 and 3, 25-18, 25-16. So that'll wrap things up here for you from the McCook Triangular, as once again, it is the McCook Bison going to 1-1. Colby finishes 2-0, and Hoxie 0-2. I'm Sam Knoll saying so long and good night.